Well, we're talking about the notion of do's and don'ts of office attire, and you can actually tie that in with the British Heart Foundation. Clearly, you're into an interesting line, and accordingly, we're delighted to be able to welcome both from the University of Central Lancashire School of Psychology, Dr. Gail Brewer, and from the British Heart Foundation, Polly Shute, to the Midweek Drive today. How are you, ladies?
Very well, thank you. You?
Excellent, very good indeed. Now, I'm wearing kind of basic brown with a kind of navy blue scenario. It's a kind of academics uniform, I'd say, before we actually start off the new academic year here at the University of Lincoln. But it would seem that actually, when we're talking about outfit or misfit, there is a sort of do's and don'ts of office attire in terms of what we should be wearing and what we perhaps shouldn't be wearing. So let's go to Gail first. There's this whole notion of why British workers are calling for hot pants, slogan T-shirts and Crocs to be banned from the workplace.
Yes, there's a number of items that people feel are inappropriate, really, for the workplace. So, as you mentioned, hot pants, trainers, those sorts of things people think are maybe distracting or don't really give a professional kind of appearance.
I mean, there is that whole notion of, obviously, if you're working in the health service, you have the bare below the elbow scenario if you're doing ward work and visiting, etc. We're all familiar with scrubs as far as the outfits are concerned. People in the city, with respect to the sort of standard city attire, etc., will work through that. I mean, ultimately, it is a case, presumably, that obviously not so much we are what we wear, but it does reflect part of our personality.
Yes, what we wear does give other people some information about how we're feeling, maybe something about our personalities, and certainly saying that they're influenced by what they're wearing. So the research showed that people find themselves feeling the most attractive and the most confident when they're feeling red, when they're wearing red clothing. So that's actually a really good reason to support the campaign and to wear red on the 1st of February.
Well, I always sense that Christopher had something when he actually came together about Lady in Red and all the rest of the bits and pieces within that, and I'm not going to go into the likelihood of Liverpool or Manchester United supporters rooting for this particular aspect, but I mean, we can see the semiotic link between red, the colour red, and the British Heart Foundation. Polly, if we can turn to yourself at this stage, why are we actually looking at sort of rocking up in red on February the 1st?
Well, February the 1st is the kickoff to our National Heart Month, which runs the whole of February. And literally, we're just asking the great British public to pay £2 to rock up in red and join the fight against heart disease. So whether you want to go full out red and wear a full red outfit or just wear red lipstick or red socks, we've got the perfect event for you to show your personality at work. It's really easy and fun to do.
There are obviously other charities that have been using the sort of red routine, etc. There's that thing about the olfactory sort of nosy thing I won't go into at this particular stage, or indeed the sort of comic-y sort of setup, etc. As I said, I can see the connection clearly between sort of red and hearts and all the rest of the bits and pieces. When you came up with this idea, was it a case you thought, that's not going to fly? Or, yeah, actually, I want to wear red, I want to actually support for this campaign?
Well, we came up with it both as something for the charity, but also something fun to do. So I think we encourage people not just to wear red in the way that they want to. And with fundraising events, people are always looking something that's a bit fun and a bit different. So, you know, we've had people turning up as red superheroes, baking red cakes, having competitions in work, doing their own red carpet event. So I think the main thing is, as well as being a great event to make money for a charity, it's also a great idea to have fun at work and to really let your personality shine through.
Indeed, I was thinking of the Red Tornado and the Human Torch as being two sort of classic superheroes who might actually work through that, even Shazam. Let's move back to Dr. Brewer, if we may. Gail, going back to this whole notion of what makes us feel good, it was interesting that in terms of research, for the online market researchers One Poll, we were talking that in terms of a splash of colour into the workplace, over a quarter of the respondents actually came back by saying that simply wearing something that's red actually makes them feel good.
Yes, it does seem to be a bit of a confidence booster. And we know that women are more likely to wear red if they're trying to maybe impress somebody. And that it does seem to increase attractiveness of people. So we're really saying that, you know, there are lots of positive reasons to wear red, and as Polly says, to allow your personality to shine through the clothes that you're wearing.
It's devastated in the East Midlands to find that over 58%, or 58% of respondents actually, over half, felt that hot pants were the most inappropriate and distracting item of clothing that could be worn. Now, I had mine all set and ready to go, and I thought, what? Obviously we can't do it now.
Well, it doesn't seem the best item of clothing to wear in the workplace, and I don't think anybody would be thinking of wearing those this morning, given the weather. But yes, we're certainly quite conscious of what people are wearing, and whether we feel it's appropriate and it fits in really with the corporate image that we're trying to convey.
Mm. You've really touched on another key thing there, corporate image. I recall the sort of notion of the 1980s and 1990s where if you didn't have the braces that were and the sort of large glasses, etc., you couldn't consider yourself a main media type in many ways. Have we kind of shifted away? Are we kind of more, shall we say, conservative in our fashion choices in terms of determining what's actually required and what's appropriate?
I think that we're fairly flexible, and we do recognise that it's nice to allow individual differences and personalities to come through. But at the same time, we wouldn't necessarily want one of our colleagues to be wearing a tracksuit and trainers because it doesn't fit with our professionalism and the way that we see our role within the company.
It's fair to say that shell suits are not necessarily the best fashion statement that you could actually make, or indeed sort of image that we send out in terms of various other factors. I was fascinated to find as well that lipstick can also boost confidence, and red lipstick does the business as well.
Yes, red lipstick in particular is a great way of boosting confidence, and it does seem to attract people in the sense that it captures their attention. And actually, research shows that waitresses wearing red lipstick actually get more tips than other people. So there are other bonuses as well.
And waiters wearing red lipstick, presumably, I haven't done the research in terms of that as yet, but it's a thought.
No, not actually looked at that, but I'm sure it would capture a reaction.
I can see a possible PhD in that particular field, but perhaps we won't go there at this stage. If we return back to Polly now, because clearly this is a very important aspect here. I mean, looking at the statistics, heart disease is responsible for almost 80,000 deaths in the UK each year. The excellent work that the British Heart Foundation obviously does in terms of, obviously, research in terms of this. This is all part of National Heart Month, this particular project of Rock Up in Red on Friday, February the 1st.
Yeah, that's right. Our National Heart Month runs for the whole of February, and we run Rock Up in Red, which is our Wear Red Day, on the first Friday, which is the 1st of February this year. So, yeah, it's really important that the public take part. We couldn't do our work without the donations. And again, all we're asking people to do is wear red, donate £2, which is the price of a cup of coffee, and you can have fun at work, dress to impress and kind of make impressions. Interestingly as well, probably a good time to do it leading up to Valentine's if you want to make yourself
I was wondering if you're going to make that connection. I think the connections were certainly there. I mean, clearly the British Heart Foundation is for life, not just for February, but we'll look on another line from that particular aspect. The web address to actually go to bhf.org.uk/red to actually find out more about the Rock Up in Red campaign. Dr. Brewer, what will you be wearing in terms of red clothing for this particular aspect? Have you made your decision for the 1st of February as yet?
Absolutely. I'll be wearing a little red dress, which seems to be rivaling the little black dress from what we can see from all the people responding to our survey. So that's definitely there in my wardrobe waiting.
And just out of interest, in terms of the workplace, will you be actually lecturing to students on that day? Will you be sort of present with the whole thing? Will you be at an academic conference? Because, I mean, as we're both aware, when you're in the wonderful world of higher education, you can do all sorts of things at different times, really. What will your sort of activities be?
That day I'm not actually teaching, but I should be in the university. So hopefully lots of my colleagues will be supporting the campaign too.
There's always the independent study supervision, I suppose. That's another line in time. And Polly, what about yourself? Will you be sort of saying, no, I'm going to go purple for the day as opposed to red? I'm going to be a rebel.
Well, I think my team and I are all doing a red theme, so we will be dressing up as red superheroes. So I have yet decided what superhero I'll be for the day, but yeah, we're going to do a team effort and go red.
As I say that, a number of sort of male superheroes spring to mind, and Red Tornado being one of them. You may not have actually... Supergirl, I suppose. She's sort of got a red outfit in the whole thing. You know, Power Girl, red and white. You know, there's another line from that point of view. Miss Marvel. I'm just giving you a few suggestions here to work through.
No, they're great ideas.
Well, there you are. Dr. Gail Brewer from the University of Central Central Lancashire School of Psychology and Polly Shute at British Heart Foundation. Two final questions for both of you as we conclude this opening sortie into what will be obviously the launch of National Heart Month with Dress Up in Red, Rock Up in Red on Friday, February the 1st. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the Midweek Drive today?
Yes, it's been great.
Yeah, great fun.
Okay, so the next critical question is, can we look forward to possibly doing kind of a follow-up piece after the whole thing has taken place and finding out exactly, Polly, what superhero you did, or superheroine you did actually dress up as?
Absolutely, especially as it's on radio and there won't be any photos. I'd love to.
Oh, I think we need to visualise that. Once again, Polly Shute, Dr. Gail Brewer, many thanks indeed.
Thank you.
Thanks.